Support for Living on Earth comes from listeners like you. To make a donation, please use the link to the left of this webpage. And thanks.
The tune's familiar, but you won't be hearing this version of the holiday standard in your neighborhood shopping mall. No, this one is from nature herself. It's on a compilation called Wild Christmas. It was released back in 1991 by Phil Orberg and Bernie Krause. The album has long been out of print, but you can download it from the internet.
This album really consists of just animal sounds. There are no synthesizers, no traditional instruments. And we managed to put this together by going through this large archive of material that I have and finding ones that kind of fit the voices of more traditional musical instruments. The intro is made of dolphins. And of course, the la-las are a parrot, Molly the parrot. And you have the baby mountain gorilla that was recorded in the late Diane Fossey's camp at Karasoki in Rwanda. And you have the snapping shrimp tapping on a music stand saying, come on, guys, let's get it together. We would take a parrot or a walrus and we'd sample the sound. We'd do a short recording of each of those voices. And then we'd put it into a MIDI synthesizer and establish a range of frequency around it, like maybe 2 octaves for the walrus or an octave for the parrot, and give it an octave range. And then we would just play it like we would play a normal instrument. One of the neat things about Amazing Grace is that it begins with sounds that I recorded in the Amazon at a place called Kilometer 41, which is a research station north of Manaus, which is kind of midway in the Amazon. And there's also a bird there called the common potu. And the common potu is a melodic bird that does kind of a bluesy sound and has a bluesy melody. And so we wanted to include that as kind of a reference point mixed in with all the other animals that you hear in that soundscape. The key is always to find a way to bring out the Western musicality in these animals. And it's surprising how many animals do have this musical quality. When we were recording in places like the Amazon or Africa, what we found was is that these animals all voice together, all sing together in relationship to one another, much like instruments in an orchestra. And one of the ways that we wanted to bring this to people's attention was through albums like A Wild Christmas, where we actually take the animals and group them together in traditional musical form so that people can actually hear them singing together.
Bernie Krause sampled the natural world for A Wild Christmas. Living on Earth's Eileen Balinski produced our tribute, and you can find the music online at wildsanctuary.com. On the next Living on Earth, we report from Poznan, Poland. It's where delegates from around the world are trying to come up with a new treaty to deal with climate change and disruption. It won't be easy as nations have conflicting demands and priorities, and wait to see where President-elect Barack Obama will take the United States. The cold winds of Poland and a warming planet, next time on Living on Earth. Living on Earth is produced by the World Media Foundation. Our crew includes Ashley Ahern, Bobby Bascom, Eileen Balinski, Ingrid Lobet, Helen Palmer, Mitra Taj, and Jeff Young, with help from Sarah Calkins and Marilyn Gavone. Our interns are Sandra Larson and Jesse Martin. Jeff Turton is our technical director. Allison Lirish-Dean composed our themes. You can find us at loe.org. Our executive producer is Steve Kerwood. I'm Bruce Gellerman. Thanks for listening.
Funding for Living on Earth comes from the National Science Foundation, supporting coverage of emerging science, and Stonyfield Farm, organic yogurt and smoothies. Stonyfield pays its farmers not to use artificial growth hormones on their cows. Details at stonyfield.com. Support also comes from you, our listeners. The Ford Foundation, the Town Creek Foundation, the Oak Foundation, supporting coverage of climate change and marine issues. The Skoll Foundation, supporting social entrepreneurs around the world. Uncommon heroes dedicated to the common good. Learn more at skoll.org. And Pax World Mutual Funds, socially and environmentally sustainable investing. Pax World for tomorrow. On the web at paxworld.com.
PRI, Public Radio International.